Oh, wow. You can make Good evening. We're here at Brashear Arena to broadcast the final home game of the season for the Tigers. Going to take on the North Shelby Raiders. Girls game's getting set to tip off. They're announcing the starting lineups, and as soon as they get them, we'll get them to you. A lot of action to be held tonight.
Well, I tell you what, it's no holds barred from the broadcast booth, that's for sure. It's our last game. Things are looking good in terms of maybe broadcasting from districts on Saturday. Well, we expect to. We'll see if our jaded past catch up to us before then. Otherwise, this won't be our last game of the year. They can't get rid of us that easily. They can't just end the season to get rid of us that way. And we completely missed who North Shelby called out for starters.
We'll get them when they get run out on the court.
They'll have to go out on the court eventually.
We got a little too hot about the broadcast. You know,
well, I'll tell you what, I'm fired up.
And you should be. It's a big deal.
I tell you what, I don't want to get your hopes up or anything, or my hopes up, but I happen to spot two loaves of something on the raffle.
Oh,
I haven't bought any tickets yet.
You didn't buy any tickets. You better get down there to the booth. They're going to be sold out.
Well, last time, it's a strategy is what it is.
When you buy them, is the strategy?
Well, it is, because they tend to go either high or low numbers, and if you're stuck in the middle, there's less chance of winning.
Well, you better get yours.
I've done studies on this. I've got algorithms and spreadsheets, and Kel Moore backed me up on my spreadsheet ability.
Yeah, I've seen it myself.
Here we go. Looks like we're gonna have North Shelby versus Brashear tonight. Starting with North Shelby, we got Randy Willie, we got Allison Peoples. Robin Bixel, Haley Caldwell, no relation, and number 41, Jillian Yoder. That'll be the starting five of the Raiders. For the Tigers, we've got Sheree Cole, Kimberly Elsie, Haley Kelsey, Christina Scudder, Jesse Hill. Tigers start out with the ball. And Tigers going to give you the play-by-play.
Elsie has on the right wing, gets it into Kelsey. Kelsey, little fadeaway jumper, trying to work against Willie. And on the rebound, Kelsey missed the shot. On the rebound, they got a jump ball. Scudder and Peoples, I believe, was tied up with it. Possession of favors North Shelby. So it'll be North Shelby ball. Willie gets it off to Bixel. Bixel now back to Willie. Willie is the first player, I can tell, for North Shelby. Across to Bixel for just inside the arc. And she splashes it home. 7:20 left to play first quarter. It's 2-0 in favor of North Shelby. Elsie brings it up for the Tigers. Right wing now for Cole. Cole, they're giving her a little space for the three, especially as well as she shoots. They get into Kelsey. Now to Scudder off the right block. Bounces around the rim and falls out. Rebounded by North Shelby's Yoder. Yoder gets it off to, was that Caldwell? I think. And then it's knocked out of bounds by Cole. I guess it was Peoples and Cole that was fighting for the ball. And it's out of bounds off of Peoples, so it'd be Brashear ball. We can't really see the corner, so I bet there's a lot of action down there. Ball now knocked away by Caldwell from Cole, but it's recovered by Kelsey. Not to Elsie. Elsie gets it into Kelsey. Right-handed hook shot, no good. Rebounded by Willie, comes away with it. Gets it off to Peoples. Or excuse
That's
me.
Caldwell.
There's Caldwell. I'm getting my Peoples and my Caldwell mixed up.
Well, You're too close to one right now, and it's throwing off your radar, I think.
Maybe that's it. Kelsey to inbound, gets it into Elsie. I can get Brashear usually. Elsie now to Cole on the left wing. Cole about loses it. Picks up the dribble, now gives it off to Kelsey. Kelsey back to Cole. She fumbles it around, but regains at the top of the key. Now the ball is knocked away by Peoples, and she loses it out of bounds before she can recover and do it, take it in for the layup. They'll be on the sideline now for Brashear. Into Elsie, who's going to set up the offense for the Tigers. Straight into the right corner for Cole. Cole thinks about the three, but dribbles in instead now. And throws it right off of Peoples' foot. Peoples has been everywhere on defense for
the
Raiders.
Maybe it's just because we think that's what everyone's name is. I don't know.
that could have something to do with it. Now, right wing for Cole. Cole, two hands above the head, puts on the floor now, picks it up at the top of the key. Now to Elsie, left wing. Elsie into Kelsey on the free throw line. Now Hill on the left block. Hill can't get a shot off. She's guarded by two defenders. Out to Elsie, now to Cole for three. Fakes it, puts it on the floor, gets it into Scudder on the left block. Her shot is no good, but she was fouled, so we'll have a couple free throws with 5:55 left to play in the first quarter.
Tell you what, Raiders are playing some, Lady Raiders are playing some airtight defense here early on. We'll just kind of see if the Tigers can keep chipping away at that and maybe work the inside, outside, get them moving and find some open shots. They're getting there just an instant before we can fire it off. So
yeah, Cole's had a couple times where she was getting set and almost ready to shoot, but they got there just in time to stop her.
Good, yeah, go ahead.
Good steal here by Kelsey at the half-court line. She gets it off to Elsie now to Cole. Now a right elbow for Scudder, and Scudder throws it out of bounds looking for either Hill or Kelsey. Neither one of them were expecting it, and they both let it fall out of bounds. Inbounded to Willie. I don't know why they have her in the backcourt dribbling the ball. Would you want Willie? Look, just looking at her, she looks like a post presence to me. I wouldn't want her dribbling the ball anywhere from about 6 feet outside the basket. Anyway, she gets it down, and Peoples, I guess she's everywhere on offense too, tries to get it to Willie, and it's kicked by Brashear, so they'll get it out of bounds. And Peoples is going to take it out of bounds. She does everything for him. She gets it into Caldwell, and Caldwell is fouled. I think it was just a two-point shot by Elsie. She'll only have two free throws, I believe. Yeah.
Both teams have a little bit of trouble getting it going. She makes her first free throw. Caldwell does. Here's the second. Also good. Both teams perfect from the line so far. Just under 2 minutes gone by. Just under 3 minutes gone by. In the first, it's 4-2, Lady Raiders. Kirby Elsie over to the right-hand side. Looks for Kelsey and ends up getting into Scudder. Here gets it to Kelsey. He's wide open in the lane. Drains it. 4-4. That was a nice shot by Haley Kelsey from about 13 feet out.
That's a good way to move the ball for the Tigers.
It is. It's they work the inside-outside, like I was saying. Willie has it in the middle. Tyler's not happy about that, we can tell you. Willie is... They're going to be a double dribble there on Willie. Coach is lobbying for the tip there on the dribble instead of the double dribble, and it's not going to work. They very, very, very rarely change their calls. Cole's going to bring it across now with the Tigers. Tigers with a chance to take the lead here. 4:50 left to go. Scudder over to Kelsey. They try the same play. Nope, get it to Elsie on the wing. There's a two-pointer. Foot was on the line. Tigers are going to be up 6-4 now. 4:40 left to go in the first.
Tigers are starting to move the ball well.
That's good news. Caldwell dribbles through the defense. Now she gets through. They almost lose it.
There's why you don't pass to a post player.
Gets over to Peoples. Bounce pass over to Bixel. Bixel to Peoples. He's going to launch a long three. No good. Rebounded by Cole in the middle of the lane. She'll come back the other way, but 2-on-3. She's going to pull up on the wing. Nope. Just a little ball fake. Now gives that to Elsie. He's going to launch a three this time. Oh, in and out. Rebounds in the middle, tipped, and it's going to be gathered by Yoder. It's the first time we mentioned her name. Yoder hits the deck with Hill in the middle of the lane. Willie gets it to Caldwell, and Caldwell bring it across. Hill and Cole back to Garter. In the middle to Yoder now, over to Peoples. Peoples on the left-hand wing. Gets it to Bixel near the top of the key. Holds it high. Lob into Willie. Willie with a bounce. Nice shot.
Oh,
the glass. Hey, there's your post move.
That was soft touch there by Willie. I didn't know she could have a soft touch, but that was it right
kind
there.
Kind of a running, almost
a floater type shot.
Floater fadeaway type thing off the glass and good.
It was
6-6.
It was pretty impressive. I'm impressed.
Keep running the basket, Tyler says. Kelsey with a shot. Short in the middle of the lane. No good. Rebound to Scudder. Puts it up. No good. Rebound to Willie now. Willie gets it to Caldwell. Fires it across to Peoples. They have a 3-on-2 briefly, and then the Tigers get back. Willie tries to fill the lane. Ends up getting it to Bixel. Drains it from about 19.
You cannot give Willie an assist on that because what she did was drop it, and then Bixel picked it up. That's not an assist.
It's up to your stats person, I think, to determine. Cole on the other end, as the Lady Raiders have an 8-6 lead with 3 minutes left to go in the first. Elsie between the circles. Gives it over to Cole, right wing. Holds it high. Gets it to Elsie. Inside to Kelsey at the junction. All the way across to Cole, who's going to line it up.
Oh.
Front of the rim, no good. Rebound bounces and goes to Caldwell.
You're doing a good job out there tonight.
Well, I can't say I can claim any of those genes. No, as far as I know, no relation to any of the North Shelby Caldwells. Bix on the other end is open. Front of the rim, no good. Rebound to Haley Kelsey. Dribbles out of traffic. Now gets it to Cole, running up the right-hand sideline near the stand. She lobs it into Kelsey, gets it over to Elsie, who's going to launch a three. Front of the rim, no good. Well, they've been close.
They need to hit the boards a little better. Well, it seems like they one shot and they're
one
done.
One and done. One and done for the Tigers tonight. They're not missing by much, so all those rebounds are falling right underneath the basket.
Oh,
there's
going to
be a
pass.
Turnover caused by the Tiger defense. Throws it into the ticket booth.
That's going to go outside. I bet the ref stops and buys a raffle ticket that she wins instead of you.
Well, if she's not here to claim it, that's her bad luck.
She's going
to
be here. She said, I want the banana bread.
Probably. I've been talking about it too much. Kelsey gets it at
the secret
top
out.
Of the key. That's the second time we've seen tonight that the Tigers have thrown to a spot on the floor where they think someone should be, but no one's there. You got
to... Well, they need to communicate a little better.
Well, you got to...
It might not be their fault. It might be the wing player's fault for not being in the right spot, but it doesn't look good.
You got to look before you throw it, and if nobody's there, don't throw it. I doubt if Coach Williams is going to be arguing with you whose fault it is. She'll blame both of you.
Yeah.
On the other end, the Raiders missed the shot. Cole gets it to Kelsey. Gets it at the top of the key. Now dribbles in the lane. Yeah. Soft touch, no good. Gets her own rebound. Knocked away. There's going to be a jump ball. It's going to stay with the Tigers. 1:43 left to go. It's 8-6 Lady Raiders.
Yeah, they finally got the board and it paid off. Even though they didn't slip their hands in, nor Shelby did. We still get to keep possession.
Yoder's going to come out.
Oh, Willie's back.
Kelsey Risa comes in.
You know who Willie kind of reminds me of is Ahern. She's an Ahern type.
She's very active on both ends of the floor. Risa gets the rebound.
I don't know if she's in the same class when it comes to the
we'll see
the
what the stats are at the end.
But
Bixel's going to go coast to coast here. Nope, she kicks it out to Peoples, who takes a step behind the line, launches a three, no good. Rebound to Kelsey, who's done a good job on the defensive board tonight. Let's get active on the other end now.
As many shots as Bixel takes, it's a good thing she's missing. It looks like she's a prime sharpshooter, and she's just not tuned in tonight.
Yeah, that's kind of both teams. There's a nice little...
Great passer by Scudder right into an open Kelsey, who bungled the shot. She was fouled, so she'll get a couple free throws.
Kelsey got it out to Elsie on the right-hand wing. Elsie gave it into Scudder. Scudder was a little shovel pass into Kelsey on the way to the basket, and she missed it but was fouled. Her first free throw is good. 8-7 now. Kayla Donock's going to come into the game. Tigers with no subs yet. Of course, we only got seven people, I think.
Eight
people. Kelsey makes her second.
They have Willie taking the ball out of bounds.
Chelsea Collins going in.
So is Clarkson. She's going to answer
Clarkson,
better.
That's everybody.
Well, we've now officially played everybody.
You can't accuse us of trying to run up the score here.
108 left in the first quarter. It's 8-8. Tie ball game. Stole right out of bounds. Well, almost. Good play there by Cullup to get her hands on it. Couldn't hang on to it. Just kind of knocked it back out of bounds. So we'll force them to inbound again. Willie, they got Willie inbounded. I don't understand it. Here she's got the ball now on the free throw line on the other side. Makes a bad pass. That's why you don't have her handling the ball. I've tried to tell him that. Maybe I ought to coach. I can see my skills are needed. Call up is partially blocked, was partially blocked, and missed the shot. And then we have a double dribble by Donneth. Donneth, maybe she shouldn't handle the ball either. Maybe there's only a few legit people who know Shelby needs to handle the ball. At any rate, it's going to be a Tiger ball out of bounds. Hill checks back in for Kelsey. 48 seconds left to play for the Tigers. Cole takes a right side. Looks to set up a set play, gets it to Elsie on a cross-court pass now on the left wing. Elsie picks up a dribble from a deep distance for no reason and now gets it to Cole. Cole picks up her dribble, does the same thing. Keep the dribble if you're not going to pass it right away. Now they get to Cole for three off the front of the rim, and the ball is knocked out of bounds. Ooh, I thought maybe Donna knocked it off.
A good play by Hill. Came out of nowhere, fired right through the crowd of people, and the one that ended up knocking it out of bounds.
I thought she got it off of Donna.
She had no chance whatsoever of getting that, of even touching that ball, and she managed to disrupt it enough where you got to make the, as long as you can make the refs make the call on that, that's good news.
Peoples gets it to Willie from 30 feet. Willie to Peoples. Peoples with the travel with 12 seconds left to play. Peoples was open from deep, and the coach is saying, shoot that ball.
Well,
she probably should have.
Open.
Yeah.
There wasn't anybody within 10 feet of her. So
Cole has it with 10 seconds. This is a good time to stop and shoot from 25 feet. Now she gets it to somebody who made
Elsie.
It.
Kimberly Elsie from the corner.
Now the Peoples with one. Oh, she's not even going to launch one.
That's disappointing in this gym.
That is.
You never know what's going to happen. We've seen so many of those this year.
I think we've kind of got a little magnet on the basket from those deep shots.
logged on twice.
Hey, we've been through 8 minutes here in this game. Tigers with the 10-8 advantage. Teams look fairly evenly matched. North Shelby's got some pretty good athletes on their team, and they've got quite a few more bench players than we do. But we'll just kind of see how it works. Coach
quantity
Williams
doesn't mean everything.
That's right.
It's quality. That's what you want.
Quality over quantity, except in points.
Yeah.
And then it's definitely quantity. But, no, Coach, this is a dilemma that Coach Williams is going to have to face the rest of the way out. You got seven people. You can't really afford to get anybody
eight.
In the foul.
They've got eight people. Oh, you're right. Just seven. I don't know whether I don't know. I got kind of hot at you for a minute.
Yeah, he's. It's okay, Tyler. He's getting fired up about the boys' game tonight.
That's it.
We need him to keep that fire on into the second half of our doubleheader here. Caldwell's going to inbound it and start the play for the Lady Raiders here at the start of the second quarter.
Here.
Tigers.
People.
There's Peoples. Backboard, rim, no good. And Haley Kelsey gets the rebound, gets the Kimberly Elzy.
She has a kind of springy shot. She just kind of comes across the lane and launched one awkwardly. She couldn't get it to fall.
Ashley Clarkson takes it right to the basket from the block. It's going to hit off front of the rim, no good. Rebound by Willie. Gets it to Caldwell. Now over to Peoples. Peoples on the left-hand wing. Gets it to Caldwell. Caldwell back over to Peoples. She's going to drive baseline. No one stops her. Boy, there wasn't anybody within 10 feet of her. And she drove all the way in.
It looked to me like Kelsey maybe was there, and then she went up to get her defender, or she was a defender. She went to go get her man on offense and left the door wide open for Peoples.
That's right. Clarkson with a bad pass. Gets it back, and now gets it to Elzy. Elzy.
Great hustle play there
that
by
was.
Clarkson.
She's the one that lost it, though. It evens out, I guess. Collin picks up a dribble. Gets it to Kelsey, who dribbles in. Now gets it to Hill. Tigers got too many people on this side of the court. Collab gets it on the left wing. Drills back out between the circles. Bounce pass into Kelsey. Kelsey wide open in the lane. She's going to drain that one. That's her second shot of the night, just like that. She's made both of them. Way to go. 12-10, Tigers.
A good philosophy to have is on the offensive side is if you're open, shoot it.
That's right. Down at the other end.
Cool.
Bixel gets it to Yoder. It wasn't a pretty shot, but it went in, and we're tied at 12.
It wasn't a particularly pretty pass either.
No. It's all about quantity, right? Not quality.
Yeah, I guess.
That's the point. Here's Chelsea Collip over on the left-hand wing. Hold it high. Bounce pass to Elzy on the baseline. Back to Collip. She bounced pass over to Elzy. Now inside quickly to Clarkson, who gives it up to Hill from 18.
Ooh.
Back of the rim. Front of the rim. No good. Rebound by Willie. She's got about a half dozen rebounds so far.
That's Ahern-like.
We'd have to say it is Ahern-like, I guess.
But she doesn't have the blocks that Ahern provides.
No, the Tigers aren't taking it to the hole like they did. Lady Raiders with a shot. Bounces straight up in the air.
Oh,
no good.
Block.
There's your block right
that
there.
That is a violent block.
Grabs it and shoves it down back into the shooter's face.
Wow.
And it ends up going out of bounds off the shooter. That's insult to injury right there.
Usually you tell them, don't bring that weak stuff. She hollered, don't bring that weak
that's
stuff.
Right. Tigers are down at the other end now. Sheree Cole gives it to Jesse Hill. Hill to Elzy. Gives it to Kelsey cutting across the baseline. Now back to Elzy. Ooh, it's almost stolen. And then Hill ends up tying up the Raiders. That's going to stay with the Tigers there. That was just kind of sloppy, lackadaisical passes there by the by the Tigers. They're going to have to remedy that.
They have spurts of that throughout all the games that I've watched. They get a little lazy on the offensive side. And they make poor passes.
It almost seems like sometimes they're just kind of slaves to the plays where the play is meant to get an open shot or two, and if they don't see that, then they don't really think about trying to make their own shot, and sometimes that leads to
bad pass.
Oh, we're starting over the play. We might as well get back to the starting point. And there was another bad pass right there. It's going to be out of bounds off the Raiders.
Caldwell, I believe. I think you were out there knocking that one around.
Probably, but I'm the one that knocked it away and rushed down the court. I was the only one on that half the court whenever it went out of bounds. So that's a good
hustle
play by Caldwell. Elzy's going to tee up three, no good. Rebound goes to Sheree Cole, who chased it down.
Good play there by
Cole. Off the two Raiders. Scudder gets it over to Cole in the middle. Cole brings it around the perimeter. Bounce pass into Scudder, who's going to be fouled by Peoples there. That's only the third foul by the Lady Raiders there. One foul for the Tigers. 12-12, 4:44 left to go in the first half.
Cole gets it from Kelsey out of bounds. Cole gets it now to Kelsey on the left elbow. Kelsey looking to pass. Looking to pass. Now gets off the hill. Hill just inside the arc. Top the key. Yes. 14-12. 4:30 left to play. Good shot fired by Hill. Now the Tigers press. And Bixell breaks it. And gets it off to Willie. Oh, jeez. Willie gets it now to... that is Caldwell. Into the corner for Peoples. Puts a ball fake on Elzy. Now gets it off to Bixell. Bixell dribbles through the lane and is fouled by Elzy on a reach-in. I think that's Elzy's second foul. We only have two, and they're both on Kimberly Elzy. Now the Raiders will take it up from underneath their own basket here. Caldwell, the inbound, gets it into Peoples. Peoples now across to Donith. Donith puts up a shot, misses it, rebounded by Cole. Although Hill did the dirty work and then lost it to Cole. Cole brings it up anywhere on the right side, gets it into Scudder on the right block, a handoff to Kelsey, then to Collip. Collip picks up her dribble, cross-court pass to Cole on the right side. Cole spots up for three, then gets it into Scudder. Scudder working on the right block. Her soft touch does not work that time. She misses off the backboard on the rebound. Hill is going to be called with a push on Willie. Was Hill trying to push Willie around? That's not a smart play there by Hill. She'll get outmanned every time.
I'll tell you something's happening is that Coach Williams is yelling at them to run a play. She's yelling at somebody to be at a certain spot somewhere, and I just don't see it happening at all. The Tigers just are not running the plays that Coach is wanting them to run.
Oh, and it hurts here. Peoples drills a three. With 3:30 left to play, it's 14-15 in favor of North Shelby. Cole fires it in to Collip on the left side. Collip dribbles in and loses her man. Donith keeps stumbling around on Collip. Collip tries to get into the Scudder, and then it's knocked out of bounds by... Who is that? Lisa. Haven't seen her in the game yet.
Well, she was in there earlier, and she's the one that got caught with the high dribble there at half court.
Ah.
She said she shouldn't be dribbling either.
Oh,
Coach Williams is livid over there on Tigers' bench. She's just imploring her players. She's asking them, "What?"
I don't think she's asking them.
She said, "What have we been doing in practice all day or all week, and why aren't you running what we practice?" I don't understand it. Because it is. She's telling them to. I haven't noticed this before in a game so far, but she's telling them to move to certain spots on the floor, and they're just not doing it at all. I mean, as a coach, you're like, you can't get out there and play, but you can get out there and thump some skull, I guess.
I think we're going to see it if we're not careful.
It's going to be in the locker rooms where it's going to happen, but we're going to see if they come
we'll
up.
See reports.
We're going to see if they come up by halfway through halftime and get the med kit and take it back down there. Some ice packs going because, man, she's fuming. They're just not running a very sharp offense tonight. I mean, this is as good a time as any to get all that hammered out.
Cole launches from the free throw line and misses. They can't hit the shots either. That doesn't help them. Rebounded by Willie. She gets it off to Caldwell, who muscles in on Sheree. Cole and puts up a shot from 6 feet. Splashes it home. 17-14. Tigers down three with 3 minutes left to play in the second quarter. Cole feeds it into Scudder, who hands off to Kelsey for the shot. Good and the foul. There we go. We're finally kicking it into gear.
They have a play running where the
Scudder
wing
hands off to
yeah the wing pass
Kelsey.
Or Scudder will get it and she'll pass it out to the wing or Haley Kelsey will get it, pass it out to the wing. The wing will pass it into Scudder as Kelsey's cutting to the basket and then Scudder will get the ball to Kelsey. What's been happening tonight is that a few times more than once they've tried to run that play and Kelsey's just been too close to Scudder.
Well, she was pretty close that time, but they got it to work. 17-17 after. Kelsey adds a free throw. Now Elzy gets it and can't get rid of it before North Shelby slides in and gets her hands on it. So it'll be jump ball and possession stays with North Shelby. Donis to inbound. She gets it into Willie. Willie, 40 feet from the basket, now hands off to Caldwell. That's a good move. Caldwell sets up an offense with 2:30 left to play in the second quarter. Gets it into Bixell, drives to the lane off the backboard, rebounded by Scudder, and then knocked away. Donis gets the rebound, and Kelsey says, "I don't think so," again. Now Donis knocks it away from Elzy. That's a good hustle play there by Donis to get away from Elzy. Elzy wasn't paying attention lackadaisically, dribbling down the court. They get it up to Bixel now on the right wing. Bixel has it top the key now. Shoots it across to Doneth on the left wing. Doneth now to Willie outside the arc. Willie's going to take one step in, fire it, and gets it to go. That is Ahern-like. 19-17 with 1:50 left to play in the second quarter. Elsie feeds it into Scudder. Scudder's going to shoot off the right block this time. Yes! 19-19, 1:45 left to play, third quarter. Second quarter. Good pass here by Yoder off to Doneth. Doneth has it on the left wing. Goes across a Caldwell screen. Takes it all the way into the lane. Misses the shot. Rebounded by Elsie. Elsie's going to take it off to the races. She doesn't have anybody, so she's going to pull up outside the arc. Now gets it to Cole. Cole thinks about three and loses it. Now to Elsie for three. Now gets it into Scudder. Scudder working on the left, right block again. Misses a shot. Gets her own rebound. Picks it up and in.
Nice play by Scudder. Very active in the lane tonight.
Padding the stats is what she's going to do.
It doesn't count when you're in traffic and you do that, I don't think.
1:10 left to play. 21-19 in favor of the Tigers. Second quarter action. Doneth dribbling around the outside, gets it to Bixel. Bixel trying to go across on Hill, can't do it. Now gets it out to Doneth with 56 seconds. Doneth now guarded closely by Elsie, gets it to Yoder, now up to the top for Willie for three. Oh, not a shooter's touch by Willie as it's in and out off the backboard, then off the rim. Rebounded by Holy cow, she was falling down and shuffled it to her own teammate for the shot. I think it was Yoder that put it in.
That was a great play by Caldwell there. I'm not just saying that because of the name.
Kelsey to Elsie. The ball stolen by Bixel as it was kind of a high pass. 20 seconds now, and Doneth can't handle the pass from Bixel. It'll be Tiger ball with 18.4 seconds left in the second quarter. 21-21 is the score. Tigers will have plenty of time to set up a play for the final shot in the half. They get into Elsie, and here we go. 15 seconds. Elsie gets it across. 12. Now to Cole. Now back to Elsie for 10. Elsie gets it to Kelsey. Now to Elsie for 7. Elsie puts it on the floor, gets it to the right baseline. Can't get anything. Blocked by Willie. And that'll be in the half. So after the first half, it's 21-21. It doesn't get much closer than this.
No, it doesn't. And especially in terms of Tigers not playing to their potential, really. And just sort of, throwing a lot of passes away and just playing at half speed. That's not going to work, especially when you get into districts. You don't want to be playing that way when you get into playoffs. We'll be back on the other side of the band. And we'll see you. It's 21-21. We'll be right back.
figure out who that is. That's another one here.
Oh, that's bad.
Well, we're about ready to come back here into the third quarter. We have some first half stats for you. For the North Shelby Raiders, the stats break down like this. Leading scorer was People. She had 5. And there are 4 North Shelby Raiders tied for second score. Caldwell, Bixel, Willie, and Yoder all had 4 points. Now, for your Brashear Tigers, in the first half, Kelsey had 9, Scudder added 6, Elsie had 2, and Jesse Hill, Elsie had 4, and Jesse Hill added 2, giving each team 21 points and a tie ball game going into the second half. What do you see happening in the second half, Mr. Caldwell?
Well, let's hope that we can get the teams, we can get our Tigers here on track running their offense. They've been sufficiently chewed upon in the halftime, you got to imagine.
I can imagine that is the truth.
We'll see what happens coming up in the second half. We got some other scores for you tonight. 13-4, 28-21, 16-10, and then the shocker of the night, 28-27.
Those are some good scores.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's an exciting night of basketball in the area, that's for sure. We'll get you the teams as soon as we can.
Kelsey gets it to Cole on the right wing. She gets in the Scudder on the right elbow, now into the right corner for Elsie. Now the Scudder left elbow for Hill. Off the back iron, rebounded by Cole. Oh, a feisty Cole grabbed the rebound, but Willie got her hands
Cole.
On her.
Cole had no chance, so whatever. She's glad they called the jump ball on that.
Cole's probably what? A third of the size of Willie. Needless to say, we don't want Cole getting into a fight with Willie. The ball has entered the Bixel for North Shelby. They get to Willie just inside the arc. She's not comfortable, although she did hit a shot from there early.
She did.
Bixel now has it again. Bixel dribbles right side, gets it. Well, tried to get it into the corner, but was covered well by Elsie, and it's knocked out of bounds by Elsie as they did. Bixel did end up throwing the pass. Now, Peoples is going to inbound for North Shelby. She gets it into
Caldwell.
Caldwell with some fancy dribbles. Now throws it off Cole's knee. Cole picks it right up. You can go through the legs, through the arms, but you can't go through the knee. They get the ball into Scudder on the right block. She's double-teamed now, and Peoples gets it jacked in the mouth. They get to Hill, who fires up from the elbow.
Yeah.
And she hit it this time.
Scudder turned around. I think Scudder hit her with the ball. You can't really call anything.
No, Peoples was in the wrong place at the wrong time, and she's feeling it now. Bixel takes it all the way off the right block and missed the layup.
That was an open layup.
It was uncontested.
She blew right by Kimberly like she was standing still.
Now they get it to Elsie for 3. Off the front iron, no good. Good board there by Cole. She dribbles it out and gets it to Kelsey. Kelsey now to Hill. Hill gets it into the Scudder on the left elbow. Now to Kelsey. Kelsey puts it on the floor into the lane. Now out to Hill. Hill just inside the arc on the left side. Touchdown.
2 for 3. Miss half. Jesse Hill from about the same length of shot. Tigers are running some plays, getting some open shots. Good to see.
25-21, 16 left to play, third quarter. Willie's got the ball deep, and she hands off to Caldwell, but it doesn't matter. There's a timeout. North Shelby's coach is lecturing while Peoples holds her mouth. She looks like she's in pain.
And her parents are up in the stands recalculating the orthodontic bill, I think.
Ooh, that's never fun.
No. Tell you what, like I said, though, I mean, it's, you know, you don't want to see anybody get hurt, but then again, Scudder didn't do anything wrong. Scudder grabbed the ball and turned around, and Peoples had me right there, and I think she got hit in the face with the ball. I mean, it may have been an arm or something, but they didn't call it, so obviously the officials thought that there was nothing to the play. Don't ask Peoples if there was nothing to the play, though. She's still trying to get the taste of...
She's still feeling around in her mouth.
Leather out of her mouth.
Now she gets it. Ball fakes on the free throw line. Now gets back to Yoder. Yoder working on Scudder. Now keeps it back out to Peoples. People's left side from three, guarded closely by Hill. Now People's picks up a dribble and is fouled by Hill. Hill got
playing her tough.
A little too aggressive.
She is.
Oh, Williams is now giving her thunder.
Well, she's
getting too close and pushing off.
Yeah, there was Hill was, I mean, definitely right up in her grill on that. Hill in the grill there.
Ooh.
Ooh, there's a...
You were a poet and wasn't... We're not aware of it.
Not aware of it. There's a two-car collision over on the opposite corner. It's going to go out of bounds. It's going to stay with the Tigers here. We have 5:40 left to go. And the third quarter, 25-21 Tigers. Nice start to the second half.
Whoops. Kelsey loses it to... who is that? Donis. And Donis makes a bad pass to Elsie. And Elsie's fouled on a two-point shot off the right block by Caldwell, I believe.
That's something Elsie's always done. If she gets a fast break, she's going to take it right to the hoop and try to draw the foul on it. She's not going to shy away from the contact.
Yeah, you might as well. You get two free throws.
That's she's a pretty good free throw shooter. So we hope it all pays off.
26-21 now. Second free throw. Yes. 27-21. 5:28 left to play. Third quarter. Willie gets it into Donis. Donis loses it to Hill, but Hill can't corral it, and it goes out of bounds off of the Tigers. It'll be North Shelby ball again, and Willie again is going to take it out of bounds. I do not understand why they continually have Willie inbound the ball.
She might be their best passer. She definitely tall enough to see over people.
I'll give you that. Willie has it now outside the arc, and she just can't find anybody to get rid of it. Two, and she now gets it to Peoples. Peoples goes with the lead.
She waited so long to get to Peoples. Peoples was wide open under, on this side of the court. That cuts the lead in half, 27-24.
Elsie dribbles down and is guarded closely by two players. She gets it out of Cole for three.
Okay.
Oh, they said her foot was on the line. Well, it looked to me like she was behind the arc. Anyway, it's going to be 29-24, 4:50 left to play. Yoder has it. Yoder's three on two. She fires up the shot and misses. Rebounded by Kelsey. Good job there by Brashear to force her to take the shot and miss. That was kind of lucky, but anyway, Tigers get the rebound and come out unscathed on that defensive stand. Now they get to Cole, who misses a three in and out. Rebounded by Bixler, and Cole come up tied with it. It hit off Willie's hands, and Willie bends over in pain. Looks like her back maybe is hurting her.
I don't know. She's definitely stretching out a little bit. The coach is going to send somebody in for her, I think.
That's a good call.
Yeah, she's not looking too spry right now.
No.
Coach ignores the pain, gives her the high five.
Bixel steals the inbound, takes it length of the court. Behind by Kelsey. How many is that? Three blocks tonight?
That's three. And that's the first one that hasn't been a violent reaction.
None as pretty as that first one where she absolutely threw it down.
Well, the second one she hit, made it all the way. It was under the basket. The ball landed past the free throw line, so...
Oh, poor touch there by Yoder, but it was a heck of a play there by Bixel to try to save it. Who was it? I don't think it was Caldwell that wasn't really ready for it and went off of her hands out of bounds. Cole has enough, but Brashear gets into the corner for Kelsey for three, in and out, rebounded by Cole. Boy, Cole's done a good job of spotting the ball tonight and getting the rebound. Elsie feeds it in the scutter on the free throw line. Now to Cole. She could have had the three, but decided not to take it.
She was kind of off balance when she caught it, I think.
Cole now back to Elsie. Elsie across to Hill, just inside the arc. Now gets it to Scudder. Good catch by Scudder. Oh, and she throws down Bixel. Bixel was on her elbow. Scudder just moved, kind of twitched her elbow, and Bixel went straight to the floor.
Bixel had a hold of her arm is what the deal was. It looked a lot worse than it was. But another one of those things where if you ask Bixel, I'm sure she wouldn't say that.
Now the ball's inbounded to Elsie for three off the back iron, rebounded by Yoder.
Elsie's just a little bit off tonight on her shooting from the field.
Yoder to Peoples to Bixel. Bixel ball fake, takes it into the lane, almost loses it, not back out to Peoples. Peoples ball fakes, goes left now, gets it in to C. Scudder and pulls it back out. Now to Yoder to Caldwell.
That was a nice quick shot by Caldwell there on the...
From 6 feet.
The ball kind of got batted around a little bit. She caught it and put it in from the side. Willie's going to check back in. It's 29-26, 3:24. Neither team able to gain too big of a lead on the other. So
Tigers should have made a little run right there while the masseuse was working on Willie.
Yeah, really. We'll see what hole. We'll see what this last 3.5 minutes holds for the third quarter. Tigers just look a little bit crisper on in this half than they did on the other side of halftime. We'll see what transpires here for the rest of the quarter and the rest of the half.
And the rest of the game.
Well, that is the half.
That's the game.
And the rest of the competition.
Okay.
Ada Kelsey is going to inbound. Caldwell tried to sneak over there and take the inbound, but
that's a lot of play.
I was paying attention this time.
She is a senior. She's been around the block a time or
two. That's right. She's seen all, done all. Trey Cole brings it up the left hand, right hand side, gets it to LZ. Almost stolen as it goes back to Cole, who gets it over a little pass to Hill. Hill to Cole, who's wide open for three.
Ooh.
Front of the rim, no good. The rebound goes right by Christina Scudder, and there's going to be a jump ball. It's going to go to the Lady Raiders there. Scudder was running up to get the rebound and shot by on the ground right underneath her.
Cole
wasn't able to do anything.
Cole was able to get in there and get her hands on it again. She's done a good job all night of getting to the ball.
That's right. Willie now has it in the backcourt, extreme backcourt. A little spin move, and she's going to dribble all the way across. Boy, I haven't seen her back. Must be feeling okay. Gets it over to Peoples.
I've got
to
say,
Hill.
That was an impressive display of dribbling there by Willie.
She's starting to win Tyler over, maybe.
Nah, I still say she shouldn't be handling it.
Bixel has it. Dribbles out to the top of the key, guarded by Hill. Hill's been playing some tenacious defense tonight. Caldwell gets it. Right-hand wing, holds it high. Dribbles into the lane, throws up a shot over Kelsey. No good. Rebound by Cole underneath.
Kelsey got a
Cole
finger
looking
on
up,
it.
Trying to find. We're going to give her a block on that. Cole over on the right-hand wing. Gets to Elsie in the corner, wide open. There it is. That's a three. Way to go, Kimberly.
Yeah.
Just keep shooting. That's what shooters need to do.
She was due.
She was definitely due there.
Oh, here's Willie.
Here comes Willie.
Oh, Wiley
nice
Willie.
Nice little crossover there. Burns Haley Kelsey. She gets it to Caldwell. Caldwell with a spin move of her own. Left-handed layup's no good. Rebound to Kelsey. 32-26, six-point lead for the Tigers. Two minutes left to go.
She just went right through the Brashear defense like a hot knife through butter that time.
Yeah, right. That's right. But she wasn't able to put home the shot. So Kimberly Elsey now has it between the circles. Gives it to Cole. Back to Elsey. Tiger is not in a hurry running offense. Ooh, there's Haley Kelsey dribbling all the way in. She's going to be partially blocked. A little bit of her own medicine there is Peoples. Gets chased down to rebound. Gets it to Caldwell. All the way up to Bixel. There's a collision between Hill and Bixel at half court. Kimberly Elsey almost gets it stolen from behind for the third time tonight. She's been able to protect it the last two. Elsey gets it over to Cole, right-hand wing. Guarded closely by Peoples. She leads Kimberly Elsey now between the circles. Elsey just drifts over to the right-hand side, gets it into Hill, standing right beside Scudder.
Oh, high off the glass.
There's going to be a rebound underneath by excuse me. That's the boy's name. That's Reese there. As Caldwell now works against Cole at half court. 1 minute left to go, 32-26 Tigers. Caldwell fires it inside to Willie. Willie with uses all of her post moves at once. Going to go, rebound's going to go up and going to come down in the hands of a Tiger and a Lady Raider, and it's going to go to the Tigers on alternating possession.
She did shoot her wad there on the post moves.
Mass substitutions for the Tigers now.
Everybody's in.
Collip comes in.
Again.
That's right. We're unloading the bench. Donath comes back in, sneaks back in for the Raiders in the tumult of the mass exchange of people. A sea of humanity out there for a short time.
Elsie brings it up for the Tigers at the last 50 seconds. She gets it over to Cole. Cole gets it into Clarkson. Clarkson back to Cole on the right wing. Now back to Cole again, out of Clarkson. Clarkson this time is going to shoot it off the front rim. No good. Rebounded by Risa. Oh, and the shot's her pass is knocked away by Elsie. Goes out of bounds. 31 seconds left. It's going to be North Shelby ball out right in front of the scorer's table. Peoples inbounds to Caldwell. Caldwell takes it to the hoop. Good pass there to Donath, and she misses it. Rebounded by Willie. And I think Scudder or Clarkson, either one, got their hands on it. Jump ball and possession of favors North Shelby. 24 seconds left now. 32-26 in favor of Brashear. Chance to cut into the lead here going into the fourth quarter for North Shelby. Willie comes on screen. She's wide open off the glass. Yes!
I tell you what, when they started that play, before anyone ever moved, Caldwell was standing wide open under the glass, too. They never should have moved her, but Willie ended up getting her spot and making the basket anyway.
Scudder's going to work on Willie, and she loses it. Donath is off to the races, almost stolen by Cobb, almost stolen by Cole. Now she picks up, and she travels. Donath doesn't appear to me like she wants to dribble. I mean, she's kind of timid, and that cost her that time as she got the turnover. They get it into Elsie now with 3 seconds. Elsie puts up a shot, partially blocked and rebounded by Willie. Well, the third quarter was a lot better for the Tigers, but North Shelby did make a little run towards the end. And after three, here at Brashear Arena, the score is 32-28 in favor of the Tigers.
Boy, I hope you got surge protectors at home because cheerleaders are putting a charge into this place here between halves, between quarters. I'm sure you can feel it sitting there watching at home.
I'm just shaking sitting here.
Well, it's exciting. It's about as close as you can get to having the vibration of the van play right behind you as we have the pleasure of having right here on the stage. But Tigers are ready to see what they can do in this fourth quarter. As they take a 4-point lead in there, I think it's the largest. Tigers had a 6-point lead at one time that quarter, but I tell you what, you're getting your money's worth at a ball game if the largest margin, the largest lead is 6 points in a game, that's for sure. Clarkson is going to inbound to Cole to start this quarter. Cole drifts over to the right-hand side. Tries to get it to Collins, but it's going to be knocked away by Peoples. Stay with the Tigers. Collip inbounds to Cole. Cole just into the white right-hand wing. Gets it to Scudder. Scudder bounce pass to Cole. Cole's going to launch a three. Bang! Uh-oh. There you go, Sheree. 35-28. There's a 7-point lead, and I've ruined it for everybody. That 6-point lead was all gibberish now.
It was good at the time.
Donith gets it to Peoples, who has Yoder for just a brief second, but she decides to hold up. Now Yoder gets on the baseline. Lob pass to Peoples. To Donith. Donis, top of the key, now drives in the lane, throws up a shot off the glass, no good. A little bit too hard, rebound to Chelsea Collip. She gives it to Sheree Cole, and Tigers are running the other way. Cole gives it to Elsie in the corner. Bounce pass to Cole. Over to Collip now. Collip's going to drift over to the left-hand side. Bounce pass to Elsie, who ran over there to meet the ball. Now to Cole, just over on the left wing. Holds it high. Comes over to the right-hand side. Run a little back-and-forth move here. Picks up a dribble, gets it to Clarkson. Moves it, now bounces it back to Cole. Able to get control of it long enough to get rid of it. Cole tries to go around Caldwell. Picks it up, and Coach Williams goes timeout. She said, I don't see anything happening, folks. We're going to talk this over. So we've got a minute 19 seconds gone in the fourth quarter. It's 35-28. Tigers still with the lead. We'll see what happens here. Coming out of this timeout, Tigers going to inbound it at their own end. We'll see if they have a play set up to run to try to get some easy points here. No hurry to run a play, they don't look like. But
well, I think they're in a hurry to run a certain type of offense.
Well, you can't do that with 6:41 left to go, that's for sure. Not when you're only up 7. Not in my humble opinion, anyway.
It's a more direct type. You want to find an open shot, a quality shot.
There you go. You don't, I mean, no hurry in running a shot. That's what the teams that went to state were so good at that. They were such good ball handlers that they could work the ball around two or three or four times on a play until they got the shot they wanted. So, yeah, it takes, you got to have the right group of people around you
It's all about chemistry.
It is about chemistry, very much so.
That is right. Team chemistry is very, very important.
Exactly. You don't have to like each other, but you have to play well together. That's
that is right. But it always helps if you like each other.
Well, the bus rides are a lot better that way. Elsie's going to inbound it underneath the basket. She gets it to Cole, thinks about it on the baseline. She picks up her dribble. Now a bounce pass to Elsie, ran all the way around the three-point line to get that. Is out to Collip between the circles. Collip hands off to Elsie.
That's your little replay.
I think it was. We didn't have anybody open in the end zone, so we're going to have to run it again. Cole with a ball fake to try to shake Bixel.
Here
hands it off to Elsie. Elsie gets it to Hill. Top of the key. Inside to Kelsey. Over to Collip. He's going to launch a shot.
Ooh.
Front of the rim, no good. And she's been short on both her shots. Kelsey comes up with a rebound somehow. Gets a call up on the left-hand wing.
There's a good wraparound pass to call up there by Kelsey.
That's right. Hill almost loses it, and
he's
they're going to call a jump ball there.
Oh, not a good call.
As Hill hits the deck, and it's going to go to the Lady Raiders here. 6 minutes even left to go. It's 35-28.
It looked to me like Hill was being a little more than just handled with the ball there. I disagree.
As Bixel is going to bring it back the other way now. Gets caught right inside the circle. Gives it to Peoples. Peoples almost loses it. Gives it over to Bixel between the circles now. They're Bixel and Caldwell talking about which play to run now. I don't think either of them know. Yeah, they do. They're holding up a different amount of fingers each, unless they count different than I do.
Whoops.
Ooh, that's hit somebody's fingertip there, it sounded like. Bixel is able to chase it down, though, as Elzy and Bixel are fighting for it. Between the circles now, Bixel is going to dribble all the way around, stopped by Elzy, kicks it out to Peoples, who launches the three, backboard, no good. Rebound is going to go off Hill, and she was all alone to get that rebound and just hit off her hand.
No, I believe Yoder was behind her and got her hand on it and knocked it off Hill. Hill wasn't expecting the hand to come over her there.
Peoples underneath. Gets it over to Caldwell. Is going to take a shot from 12.
Ooh.
Nice shot. She's got a good-looking shot there. We've seen her shoot it on the run. We've seen her shoot a set shot. And she looks pretty good both ways, really. Cole gets it to Elzy in the corner now. To Kelsey, who's immediately double-teamed by Peoples. Kelsey out top to Collip, who brings it back out between the circles.
Hands off
to Elzy. Elzy goes around the Cole screen. Comes back.
Ooh.
Almost loses it, but Cole gets it. Gets it over to Elzy. Elzy's going to launch a three. Bash! Hey, 38-30 Tigers. They're just kind of chilling away.
On the inbound, Willie almost lost it, but she recovers it. Now dribbles high. Boy, I'm telling you, you don't want to. Now you hit the Peoples. Peoples takes it to the basket. Yes. Oh, dear. That's rough on us on the press. 38-32. 4:30 left to play. Fourth quarter. Tigers have the ball. Kolb has it up the right side now. Puts it on the floor. Now picks up the dribble. Gets in the hill. Hill on the right elbow. Working. Now gets it off to Cole again. Cole now back to Hill on the free throw line. Right in the center of it. She goes around the screen by Kelsey. Now gets it to Cole. Cole recovers the errant pass there by Hill. Kelsey working under the basket and hands off to Hill. Hill's shot is no good, but she was fouled, so she'll have a couple free throws. She was fouled there by North Shelby's Peoples. Peoples' second foul. 4:10 left to play, and Hill has two free throws. Make that one after she makes the first. 39-32. Tigers' chance to increase it to 8 points. No, off the front of the rim, rebounded by Bixel. No, excuse me, Yoder. Yoder gets it off to Willie. Willie back to Yoder, and it's a bad pass. Yoder not a Caldwell who brings it across for the Raiders. Caldwell, good move on Cole. She dribbles in, hits off the front iron. Hits off the front iron with... I was distracted. Somebody threw something in the stands, and... I don't know what that was. Clear across the stands.
Bag of something. I don't know. Tomfoolery that we don't need in the Brashear Arena.
That's right. Here. That'll be kicked out.
Willie misses her first free throw.
Anyway, she's going to have another one. Scudder checks in for Collip. And 3:52 left to play fourth quarter. It's 39-32. Willie can decrease the lead by the Tigers, and she does. 39-33. 6-point lead for the Tigers. 3:52 left to play, and Willie comes out in favor of Risa. Cole brings it up for the Tigers left side. Gets it to Elzy now, left corner. Elzy goes around to Kelsey. Kelsey was going on a roll, and she wasn't able to get open. Now they hit Scudder on the roll. Scudder loses the ball. She's out of bounds as she tried to hand off to Cole. 3:34 left to play. Raiders have the ball, but they're down by six. They get it into Peoples, now back to Caldwell. Caldwell got her closely by Cole on the press. Now double-team Hill's on her. She looked like she was held by Cole, but she got it off to Yoder. Now stolen by Hill. Great hustle play, and Hill is knocked over, but gets it off to Elzy. Now Elzy picks up and gets it to Cole, who'll bring it across for the Tigers. Cole has a right side. Working against her defender. Bixel, and Elzy is fouled promptly by Caldwell. Well, I believe that's Caldwell's fourth, isn't it? No, it's just her. They had four on 13, and then they changed it. Now it's only two.
I tell you what, neither team really and very much haven't committed very many fouls tonight.
Elsie's now stuck in the corner, gets it in to Kelsey. Kelsey's off the shot, off the glass is no good, gets her own rebound. Double team, shot's no good this time, rebounded by Risa and Hill both. It's a jump ball, possession up favors the Tigers with 3 minutes left to play. Tigers going to have the ball and a 6-point lead. Elsie to inbound for the Tigers. She gets it straight into Cole. Cole has a left wing. Now to Elsie in the left corner, just inside the arc. Off the front iron, no good. Rebounded by Peoples. Peoples going to bring it up the left side. Now guarded by Elsie. She gets it off to Yoder. Yoder puts it on the floor and then backs it out to Peoples. And it's stolen by Elsie. Great play by Elsie to catch up and get the ball. Willie is going to come into the game now for the Raiders as soon as there's a break in the action. 2:30 left to play. Tigers have the ball again in a 6-point lead. And she's fouled. Oh, no. They're going to say Cole elbowed Bixel.
That was a pretty blatant shot. It's tough to tell what they were going to call on that. Jump ball or whatever. But Sheree really laid into the defender there.
Well, she got her money's worth then.
Yeah. Willie gets it over on the opposite side now. She gets it to Caldwell. The Raiders are the ones having trouble running their offense here.
Oh,
in
now they call a block on Cole. It
That'd
seems
be,
they have hunted her down and are putting a red X on her.
That's right. That'll be four fouls apiece for each team. I know that's a little bit redundant, but I see it how I want to say it anyway. Peoples going to inbound underneath the basket. She gets it to Caldwell. Caldwell guarded closely by Elsie. Spin move almost loses the ball.
Fancy dribble didn't work.
Tries to go into the basket and get it. Willie with the rebound. It's going to be blocked by Scudder, and they're going to call it
out. Oh, not a good call there.
They're going to give her two shots here.
I thought she got an awful lot of ball there. What do you think?
Well, they said the announcement was that she got her with the body, and I didn't see that. I didn't think it was there. I just did not see the play.
Okay.
So.
I didn't want to know what they thought. I want to know what you thought.
I didn't see it.
All right.
I was distracted. I don't know if someone else sees something else or what. As long as nobody brings out any shiny things for us, we should be able to bring you the rest of the
ball. Try to laser us.
Willie makes both free throws now after, in her first trip to the line, she came up empty. As Elsie brings it back up against the press, gets it to Haley Kelsey now near the half-court line, gets it to Elsie.
2 minute warning left to play here.
2 minutes left. 39-35 Tigers. Hill gets to Elsie. Elsie's going to bring it all the way back to the half-court circle. Almost stolen from behind by Colwell. She collects herself and gets it to Cole. Cole guarded by Bixel. Watch the elbows there, Sheree.
I think there's a little resentment here. I can see it.
Yep. Hill now gets it off to Elsie. Dribbles all the way around. She tries to get it over the top to Scudder, and it's going to be stolen by Peoples. Peoples gets it to Caldwell. Caldwell splits the defenders.
That was a good play
coming
by
up
Caldwell.
Almost. If Kimberly Elsie would have been trailing a little bit closer, she could have got that ball. But Peoples trapped over on the sideline as the coach implores the ref. Tries to do a rain dance here to get the refs to notice him.
It appears the crowd's a form for him because it worked.
That's right. We have a sudden downpour, 39-35. Just a minute, 17 left to go. We're getting down to crunch time here.
That's right. Have you gotten bought your raffle ticket yet?
No, I'm. It doesn't feel right.
You better get on the ball.
I don't know.
You're going to lose that raffle because you don't have any tickets in it.
I won't lose it then, technically. I may still be a loser, but I won't lose the raffle. Here we go as lightning strikes the Brashear Arena. Cheerleaders are out. Getting the crowd on their feet here. North Shelby brought quite a few people here tonight. That's good to see. Good weather out for traveling.
That's good. That's a good point. Brashear's got a thick crowd as well.
Nice crowd for a Tuesday night anyway, middle of the week crowd. Those are usually box office killers. Box office poison, they call that. Opening in the middle of the week. We'll see what Raiders can do. They're two possessions down, 39-35 with 1:17 left to go.
Technically, they're only one possession down. If they hit a three and we foul them, they hit the free throw. There's hope for them anyway. They get the ball into Caldwell. Caldwell's dribbling outside the arc on the right side, guarded closely by Cole. Cole helps strip the ball. and she loses it out of bounds. Elsie got her hand in there, and Cole helped, but they couldn't recover before it went out of bounds, so it'll be North Shelby ball with 1:04 left to play in the fourth. They get the ball straight into People's ball fake. And I don't know what People's was trying to do. She could have had a shot. Instead, she tried to get it to Caldwell, and they get it with traveling. At any rate, it's the Tiger ball. They get it to Scudder. Scudder gets it off to Hill. Hill dribbles in, now pulls it back out. They're looking to foul. They get it to Elsie, and they foul Elsie with 53.4 seconds left to play. If I were the Tigers, this is who I want on the line. Elsie or Cole. It's not a shooting foul, so I beg your pardon. We're going to try it again. Raiders still have to give two more before the Tigers reach the free throw line, and this time they're going to foul Cole. It took him a little bit to call it. 50 seconds left now. We're going to try one more, just like their coach is telling him. One more, he says. Get him good and get him hard. Here we go. Kelsey's inbound. I'm sure they're going to try to get into Cole or Elsie one. Now they're going to get to Elsie. Elsie, they aren't getting right on her. No, it took them a while. It took them 4 seconds before Bixel finally went up and got her.
There's still 47 seconds left
in
the game.
Hey, Thunder. Time is precious in these last few seconds.
But you're only down 4 points. When they didn't really try for the steal, you were wondering. You were wondering what they were trying to do. Kimberly Elsie hits the first one. Kimberly Elsie now puts up next free throw is good. That puts it back up to a 6-point lead.
Good shooting there by the Tigers.
That's right.
And Elsie. Mostly Elsie.
That's right. Bixel is going to bring it back down the other end. Bounce pass to Reese. It's going to be blocked, but Willie picks up the garbage.
My.
Tries a left-handed layup as Scudder gets it. Scudder and Reese gets tangled up there on the other end. Scudder's going to get shoot 1-1 here.
Oh, Willie had a wide open shot. When she took it, she was kind of fading away. I don't really know why, because she was wide open. Anyway, she missed it. The Tigers got the rebound, and Scudder is going to be rewarded by shooting a 1-1. Her shot bounces out, rebounded by Risa. Risa gets it off to Peoples with 32 seconds left. Peoples dribbles in. They need a three. She spots up. Up the back iron, rebounded by Scudder again. Scudder can't get rid of it now. Elsie corrals it. And Bixel runs head over heels into her. Elsie will have a 1-1 chance with 23 seconds left. All Tigers need to do now is hit their free throws, and the game is over. Elsie's free throw shooting comes through in the clutch again. She hits the first one. 42-35, 23 seconds left. Second one's good as well. 43-35, 23 seconds. North Shelby doesn't appear to be in any hurry. Caldwell finally gets it across, needs to set up for three. No, she takes it into the lane, off the glass, missed it. Rebound by Cole. Willie's going to get in there and get their hands on it, so it'll be a jump ball with 13 seconds left. But the game, I can now say, is a lost cause for North Shelby. I hope I got that right. North Shelby gets it into Caldwell. Caldwell for three. In and out. Rebounded by Cole. Cole gets it off to Elsie, who will dribble out the clock with the last 5 seconds. 4, 3, 2, 1. Cole holds. That's your game. 43-35 is the final for Shear Girls. Come on with the victory.
All right, here we go. This is John Slavin, joined by Matt Caldwell this evening at the Brashear Arena. If you're just joining us, you've missed a good game between the Brashear Lady Tigers and the North Shelby Raiders. Girls come up out on top, 43-25. We're just about ready to get underway now for the 43-35. Announcing the starting lineups now for each team.
Here we go, starting lineup for each team. We got number 10, Brett Craigmile. Number 23, Landon Daniel. Number 34, Justin Bevel. Number 40, Christopher Perry. Number 43, Brian Trinhale. Starting for the Raiders.
And I said, indeed, the Perry is redheaded.
John's proud of that. He called it early on in the night, just for those of you who weren't around. Starting night for the Tigers, we got Andrew Linhart, Cale Moore, the two seniors. Jacob Chipman, Cale Watson, and Tyler Killen will be the last three to round out the starting five here. We'll see what the Cardinals can do there. Tune up before, I believe, last game before districts anyway. I'm always a little sketchy on the details. But John doesn't know either, else he would have corrected me by now, surely.
Hey, we did want to give you the point totals from the girls' games. For Brashear, the totals were Sheree Cole with 5, Jesse Hill with 7, Kimberly Elsie leading all scorers with 16, Haley Kelsey 9, Christina Scudder 6. For North Shelby, we got Caldwell with 8, Peoples with 10, Bishop with 4, Wiley with 9, and Yoder with 4. All right, here we go. Take it away, Mr. Caldwell.
I can do that. It'll be Cale Watson jumping it up versus Brian Trinhale. Some of the crowd thinned out a little bit. Maybe they're hitting the concession stand between games. Why not? As Cale Watson tips it to Jacob Shipman, and we'll get going here. Watson's going to be trapped in the corner here with a half-court press by North Shelby immediately to start the game out. Watson gets it at half-court.
Not sure what happened there. Trinhale didn't even jump at the...
No, I think they were going to try to let him get the jump and maybe steal it. I don't know. That's what it looked like they were going to do. There was a missed shot by the Tigers, and Craigmile is going to break back the other way. He lobs it in to Trinhale, over to Daniel, now to Craigmile. Craigmile over to Bevel. Working around the horn to Daniel. Daniel to Trinhale. Falls down, but gets it over to Bevel. It's going to be stolen by Linhart. Linhart is going to have it knocked away by Craigmile, and that's going to be a foul on Craigmile. I think we're going to get to shoot two on this. Standing on the line, Andrew, that's where you shoot free throws from. Nobody. Andrew was the only one that looked like he didn't know they were shooting free throws, maybe. He's going to get a chance to get Brashear on the board first here. His first shot, front of the rim, no good. A little bit too much air underneath it. Here we go, 0-0, 7:21 left to go in the first quarter. Linhart second. It's too deep. Rebound tipped up by Shipman. He gets it himself. Puts up a shot. It's going to be blocked by Perry and controlled by Trinhale, and Craigmile's going to bring it across. He gets it over to Daniel, right-hand wing. Lob pass underneath. Nice play. Bevel with the alley-oop at the other end. No dunk, but a layup, and that's still worth 2 points. Shipman gets it. Now he gets it over to Watson. Watson fires it into the crowd over by the water fountain as people scatter. Hey, if you're going to come, you got to watch the game. At least face the court so they don't get conked in the head by the ball there.
Tyler Killen's a tall boy, but that was pretty tall even for him.
Well, it was high, and it wasn't really over the top of him either. Bevel, lob pass underneath to Daniel. There it is again. Same play, mirror image, and it's 4-0. Lady Raiders. Hopefully that's the last time I do that tonight. Cale Moore gets on the other end. He's going to put up a shot from 15. Good. Nice shot, Cale.
Good job.
Shot pretty well last game, too, so we'll just have to see how that translates. Over the course of the weekend here, 4-2, he cuts the lead in half. 6:29 left to go. Daniel now gives it to Craigmile, top of the key to Bevel. I'd watch that back door if I were you. Bevel has it over on the wing. Bounce pass to Craigmile. Craigmile over to Bevel. Bevel all the way in the baseline, unmolested, and he goes straight to the hole at 6-2. Shipman gets it into Watson. That's going to be knocked down by Trinhale. Trinhale gets it to Craig Mile. Underneath to Perry. Perry's going to put it off the glass and good. As Raiders keep up the press here, Linhart's going up the other side. He gets stopped. He throws it up in the air. It's going to be stolen by Daniel. Nope. Shipman gets it back. Now Shipman loses it to Trinhale. He's going to be blocked by Moore. No, he's going to get the basket in. Coach Copeland wants a timeout. Shipman, I think, lands on someone's foot there. He looks like he's in quite a bit of pain. Anderson's going to come in for him. 10-2 is the score. Anderson's going to throw it in now. Watson fights through two picks. He gets the handoff from Anderson. And it's going to be knocked out of bounds. Anderson's going to get another chance to throw it in. Anderson bounce pass to Watson right into traffic. As Craigmile gets it and puts it up and good. 12-2 now. All of a sudden for the Raiders. A quick little 8-point run here in the last minute for play. Linhart almost loses it half court. Now gets it to Watson. Fires it across. Going to be stolen by Daniel. Daniel gets it knocked up and out of bounds by Anderson, who hustled in behind the play. 12-2. Tigers are too many. I don't know what they're trying to do with their passes, but they don't have nearly enough mustard on them to get them over there. Perry with the off the inbound is going to put it up off the glass and good. The Raiders are up 14-2. Boy, they're an athletic group, that's for sure.
Yeah, that was sort of a throw to the hay mow, you know.
That was a what?
Throw to the hay mow, up and high, and they had to go get and get it and put it right in.
That's right. Nevertheless, Coach Coben needs to talk it over here. 5:18 left to go into first, and No Shelby already has 14 points. 14-2 is the score. It was 4-2 a minute ago, probably, and Tigers haven't even shot a basket here since Cale Moore made his basket with about 6 minutes left to go in the quarter. Michael Stoneburner's in now. Linhart picks up a dribble in the backcourt, now gets it over to Watson. Watson is going to be trapped. Nope, he's going to get over the top. It's going to be tipped up and out of bounds by Perry. No, they're going to say it's off the Tigers there.
I think that was a wrong call. I think Perry had his hand on that.
She said that she gave the official gave the sign that it was tipped off someone's fingers, but maybe she got the wrong person. I don't know. Or maybe we saw it wrong, too. We're farther away than she is. Stoneburner gets it over to Daniel. Fires it across Craig Miles. Going to launch a three here. That's good. He's a very, very good three-point shooter if he's going to be that wide open. As Coach Carvajal calls the Raiders back to a half court, Cale Watson tries to thread the needle on that pass, and Perry's going to be tripped up and he's going to be called for the travel there. 17-2 now for the Raiders. He called it back to a half-court press is what it is, half-court trap. Anderson fires it into Linhart, who gets trapped at half-court. Linhart gets it to Anderson, who gets it over to Moore. Moore fires underneath, but it's going to be stolen by Stoneburner in the lane. And Craig Miles coming back the other way with it. 4.5 minutes left to go at 17-2.
All right, we got Daniel with the ball now. He dumps it over the left-hand side to Craig Miles. His shot for three comes up a little bit short. Andrew Linhart comes up with a rebound. Raiders fall back from the press. Linhart's going to get it up over across the line, sends it over to the left-hand side to Anderson. Anderson brings it out up top, hands it off to Cale Watson. Watson guarded by Stoneburner, sends it over to Anderson on the left side. Anderson threw it right into the hands of Stoneburner. Stoneburner took it along the left side of the lane, and he was fouled by Anderson. I think that was probably a frustration foul as much as anything.
Well, it's like John said, he threw it right into the kid's hands. I mean, he tried to throw it right over the top of his head, and it was easy enough to get his hands up there and just pick it right out of the air.
He didn't have to do a lot to make that interception. All right, one foul apiece on each side. Perry gets it in to 34, Bevel. Bevel gets it to Craig Mile, who has it up on top. Guarded by Belzer. Sends it over the left-hand side to Bevel. Back out to Craig Mile. Back to Bevel, the left side. His shot for three is nothing but net. 20-2, North Shelby with the advantage. Watson with the ball for the Tigers. Brings it up, hands it over to Anderson. Anderson loses the handle on it. Just about ran into the table on it.
That's right. Anderson tried to one-hand that pass and ended up losing it out of bounds.
So it's going to be Bevel right in front of us here. Bevel gets it to Craig Mile. Tigers all fall back in their defense. Craig Mile brings it up, sends it over to the left, to the right-hand side to Bevel. Into the lane. back out to the left-hand side, back to Craig Mile up top. His shot for three is rail off the mark, uncharacteristic of his.
Yeah, he's a lot better shooter than that. Coach Carvajal calls up the full court press again.
Watson to Linhart, back to Jacob Shipman, over to Cale Watson on the right side.
Shipman looks like he's shaking off the turned ankle that he had a couple minutes ago.
Linhart takes it in just inside the arc, and his shot is no good, and they're going to call a foul. The foul is going to be on 34, which is going to be Bevel. Linhart will go to the line to shoot a couple. 3:05 left in the first. North Shelby leads it 20-2. There we go. Andrew got another one. Tigers need to get a few more points on the board. Stoneburner and Craigmile come out. Linhart's second shot's no good. Shipman had his hand on it for a minute but lost it. It's going to be Daniel. Back to Bevel up top. Back to Daniel. His shot for three is no good. And Linhart comes up with a rebound, hands it off to Cale Watson. Seems like the Tigers may be playing with just a skosh more intensity right now. Send it over to Linhart. Linhart has it over on the right-hand side. Gets it into Shipman on the right side of the lane. His nice little turnaround shot's no good. And North Shelby comes up with a rebound. Bevel brings it back the other way. Gets it across the timeline. Sends it over to the left-hand side to Daniel. Daniel back to Bevel up top. Over to Trenhale on the right side. Back to Bevel. Bevel over to Daniel on the left wing. He tries to get it in that lob pass. Getting the Haymow door, and it doesn't work. And they're going to call a foul.
It'll be a foul on Tyler Otto over the back.
That should probably be his first. I don't recall his name being called before.
Nope. And he's played about 15 seconds, got a foul, and he's coming right back out.
Watson with the ball, and he has it in front of the Tiger bench. A little spin move. North Shelby gets it up to Josiah Belzer. Belzer had a little trouble holding on to it. That he comes up with it, gets it to Linhart, sends it across court to Mr. Watson. Back to Landry Linhart. Shot for three is no good, but Shipman comes up with a rebound. He's going to take it all the way in, and he's going to be fouled and gets the basket. How
nice
about
play,
that?
Jacob. He's been getting a little bit more comfortable around the rim as the year's gone on. That was a nice play there to absorb the contact, double pump it, and put it in. He'll have a chance to make it a three-point play here.
It's always that case with a little bit of misdirection, and it really messes up the defense. Here goes the three-point play, and it's no good. North Shelby comes up with the rebound. It was Trenhale. Hands it off to Daniel, to Craigmile. Craigmile brings it across the timeline, sends it over to Bevel on the left-hand side, back over to Craigmile on the right-hand side. His shot for three is nothing but net. He hit that one. Whatever his problem was, he got over it in a hurry. Cale Watson has it now for the Tigers. They get it up to Andrew Linhart. Cross court over to Mr. Anderson. Oh, man, another one of those. They threw it right into the hand of Trenhale. Trenhale gets it across, hands it off to Bevel. Bevel takes it into the lane, hands it off to...
Nice play by Shipman there.
Hand it off to Perry. Perry back over to Bevel. Bevel sends it back out to Daniel. He hands it off to Craigmile. Into the lane to 34, which will be Bevel, and he converts 25-5. 58 seconds left in the first. Shipman over to Linhart on the left side. Tigers a little more concerned about their passing maybe here. Gets it over to Anderson on the left side. Anderson takes it in the lane. His little jump shot is no good. A little too strong off the glass on the far side of the rim. Craigmile is going to bring it back the other way. Tigers all fall back. 38 seconds left. Craigmile to get it into the lane to Perry. Shot is no good. And Josiah Belzer comes up with it. Good job there by Josiah.
That was a good play by Shipman to get the block on that play, too. Oh, they're going to call. That was a complete flop there by the Raiders, and they're going to call a charge on Watson. I mean, that was horrible. Watson was falling down as he was dribbling, and they end up giving him the charge.
Craigmile now with the ball. 20 seconds left. They send it over to Daniel on the left-hand side. He tries that lob pass to the barn door. No good. Perry comes up with it, and they're going to call a foul on the floor. Foul is going to be on 45, Cale Watson. Second on him. Man, they get it right into Perry. His turnaround move is no good, but he gets his own rebound and the putback. 6 seconds left, 27-5, North Shelby. Shipman sends it up ahead to Linhart. On up to Anderson, and his shot.
Oh,
good.
There you go.
And they're going to give it to him. How about that?
Hey, I tell you what, this is the arena that you do it in, that's for sure. Anderson got it with his back to the basket. Kind of did this little, almost like a scoop shot from about 35 feet out off the backboard, and good. Might as well.
Yeah,
still down 27-8, but it's exciting.
He was spinning and throwing at the same time.
That's right. He had to. I didn't think he was going to get it off in time, but he did.
So, at the end of one, North Shelby leads it 27-8.
We'll see what adjustments the Tigers can make to at least slow down the Raiders here and not let them get up by too much more here in this first half. Team fouls are North Shelby with four, the Tigers with three. Kale Watson has two fouls for the Tigers. They after they hit that rough stretch there between minutes 4 and 6, we'll say, Tigers are able to calm down a little bit and run some offense. That was good to see. Craig Mile gets it across to Bevel, up to Craig Mile again to Daniel. Daniel inside to Perry is going to be knocked away by Linhart into the cheerleading section. Daniel's going to throw it in underneath. As Trent Hale is going to be blocked by Linhart, he's going to put it in the basket anyway, and he's going to get the foul. So he's going to have a chance to make the three-point play. He just set up right there inside Linhart, and Tigers didn't make any attempt to go get him.
They haven't seemed how to figure out how to, I don't know how many points they've gotten off of that. They just dump it in right there into the basket, and they're wide open.
Ooh, there's an air ball in the free throw by Trent Hale. He didn't want to do that. 29-8, 7:49 left to go. First half. Raiders with the lead. Watson's going to bring it across for the Tigers. Half-court trap here. Picks up his dribble. Passes it right to Daniel. It's going to be knocked around by Shipman, but Daniel picks it up and gives it to Craig Mile. Craig Mile over to Daniel, who's wide open. Gets underneath to Perry. Perry to Daniel. Over to Bevel. Inside to Trent Hale. Now the Raiders are going to work it around a little bit. Bevel has it. He's going to put up a three. In and out, no good. Rebound is going to go. No, they're going to say Trent Hale came over the back on Linhart. That'll be five team fouls on the Raiders.
That was probably a little bit of a close call, but we'll take it.
Yeah. Hopefully they even out at the end. Watson gets it to Linhart. Quick pass to Anderson in the corner. Anderson should have just turned around and threw that one up, maybe. The way things are going with him. Anderson throws it right into the mug of Bevel, who gets it up to Craig Mile. Craig Mile's going to throw the layup. Good. Anderson has about four or five turnovers tonight. He's having a rough time against this Raider D here. Linhart crosses half court and immediately trapped. Dumps it into Watson. Watson in the corner to Anderson. Anderson takes the dribble. It's going to be knocked out by Craig Mile. Nope, they're going to say it was off Anderson. I think that was a miss there. Anderson's coming out. Kale Moore is coming in. Josiah Belzer comes in also. As the Raiders are head back the other way. Craig Mile will bring it across. Working against Belzer. Bevel's in the corner. He loses out of bounds. It's going to be tipped by the Tigers. Stay with the Raiders.
He was thinking about sending it in to Perry. But
I think so. Dump over the top on the inbound to Daniel between the circles. This is Craig Mile in the corner. Throws up a quick three. No good. There's going to be a foul on the rebound there. That'll be a foul on number 34, Bevel. That'll be the sixth foul on the Raiders, and that'll be the second on him. Shipman inbounds to Watson. Watson's going to get trapped as soon as he brings it across, so he needs to start thinking what he wants to do. This is Kale Moore over in the corner where Anderson used to be. And Kale Moore now throws it off of... They're going to say it was tipped by the Raiders, but it went off Andrew Linhart's head. I happen to see that one. It's going to go to the Raiders now. Tigers are... I don't know why they keep gambling with the cross-court passes, because it's obviously not working, so need to come up with something else here. Inside, Trent Hale gets it to Daniel. Trent Hale had a layup, and he gave it up anyway to Daniel. Maybe needs a few assists or something. I don't know, but 33-8 now. It's a 25-point game. 6 minutes left to go in the second quarter. Shipman gets it to Linhart. Linhart trapped in the side. Fires it to Belzer. Belzer. Bounce pass is going to be knocked out of bounds by Craig Mile. Mass substitution as Stoneburner and B.R. Parsons comes in. Tyler Killen's also going to come in for Belzer. Linhart has it at half court. Lob pass is going to be out of bounds. That was way too high for everybody. There's another cross-court pass. I don't understand why they keep going to that well. It's obviously dry. They're not able to get anything out of it.
Well, not only that, but that one was real high, and it gave everybody a chance to get in position.
Yeah, it's not, the skip pass isn't fooling anybody in terms of, because they're just picking them off right and left. Craig Miles shakes his man, now gets to the bevel in the corner. It's going to be blocked over the top by Kale Moore. Picked up underneath by Parsons. Is over Craig Miles. He's going to launch a three. That's good. He's got a quick release on that. He's short, but he doesn't have the ball long, that's for sure. That saves him from getting blocked. 36-8, now 28-point game.
Watson sends it over to Linhart. Cross court to Kale Moore. Here we go again with that. Kale's going to try to go in the lane, but loses the handle on it. Bevel comes up with it. He's going to go the other way in a hurry. Takes her all the way and puts her in. Nice looking move by Bevel. 38-8, 4:55 left in the half. Kale Watson brings it across the timeline. Splits it, ends it up with Jacob Shipman. He takes a strong move along the left baseline. Good job there, Jacob. 38-10. Craig Miles going to bring it back the other way for North Shelby. Going to be met by Linhart. Sends it into Stonebunner over the left-hand side. Then into Perry in the lane. He converts. 40-10. Linhart now. He's going to be met as soon as he comes across the timeline, and he is. They get it up ahead to Kale Watson on the right side. Cross-court pass over to Shipman. Shipman able to handle it. Looks to get Kale Moore. Sends it back out to Kale Watson. Boy, he had a second there to make that shot, but he's going to try to go into the lane and loses the handle on it. Craig Bow brings it back the other way. Sends it over to Bevel on the left wing. Back out to Perry. Over the right-hand side to Craig Mile. Well, Kale Watson went for the steal. Bevel takes it in the lane right into Tyler Killen. And I think they're going to call Tyler with the foul. Either him or Shipman. I'm not sure which one. Yep, it's going to be Tyler. Got some more substitutions going on now. We got Shane Miller coming in the game for Tyler Killen for his first appearance. North Shelby will inbound it. Daniel. Daniel to Craig Mile has it up top. He runs along the left-hand side of the lane to Stoneburner. Stoneburner brings it back out again. Sends it over to 14 Parsons. Parsons has it on the right side. Sends it back out to Craig Mile up top. Craig Mile sends it over to 23 Daniel on the left-hand side. Back to Craig Mile. His shot this time is in and out. And it goes out of bounds. They're going to say it's Tigers ball. 3:32 left in the half, 40-10. North Shelby with the advantage. Shipman inbounds it to Kale Watson. Everybody falls back. Watson, I almost promised you, is going to be met, and he is. Sends it over to Linhart into Shipman, who shot in the lane. It's no good. He gets his own rebound and put back. It's no good. Then we got a mass kind of a, I don't know what you'd call that, but somebody got fouled. They're going to say it's on North Shelby, and they're going to call it on Trent Hale. I think they could have called that on one of about five people in there. Kale Watson's going to get to go to the line. Seven fouls on North Shelby, so we're in the one-on-one. Watson's shot is up, and no good. Daniel comes up with it. Daniel to Craig Mile. 3:12 left in the half. Craig Mile sends it over to the left-hand side to Bevel. Benville back to Craig Mile up top. Sends it over the right-hand side to 23 Daniel. Cross-court pass to Bevel. Cross-court back again to Daniel. Daniel's going to drive the baseline, take it into paint, and he is met by Shipman. They're going to call a jump ball. One of those deals, he was just going up, and Shipman put his hand on it and stopped his progress. Kale Watson now with the ball. Everybody falls back. North Shelby's ready to get on Watson. Sends it over to Linhart. Cross court to Kale Moore. Kale Moore's going to drive the baseline. His shot's a little bit too strong, though. Kale Moore, or Shane Miller, had it for just a second, but then it went out of bounds. And they're going to say it was off of him. So it's going to be Daniel inbounding it now for North Shelby. Daniel to Bevel. Bevel brings it across the timeline. Sends it into the paint to Trent Hale. Over to Daniel. His shot from three on the left side is good. 43-10 now, North Shelby. Cale Watson brings it up the timeline. Sends it over to Shipman on the left side. Up to Cale Moore. Cale drives the baseline. His shot's a little too strong. Trent Hale comes up with it. Daniel brings it back the other way. Cale's had that shot several times and just seems to put a little bit too much mustard on it. I expect his adrenaline's going full bore. Daniels will inbound it for North Shelby. 2:14 left in the half, 43-10. Bevel with the ball across the timeline. He brings it back the other way. A little spin move on Linhart over to Daniel, left-hand side. That shot's a little off its mark, and Tigers come up with it. Cale Watson brings it across the timeline in front of the scorer's table, walks it back towards center court, sends it over to Linhart on the right side. Linhart guarded by Bevel. Linhart sent it over to Cale Moore, but it's tipped by North Shelby, and Cale just lets it go out of bounds. So it'll be Tigers' ball. Shipman will inbound it with 1:51 left in the half, 43-10. Linhart with the ball for the Tigers. Sends it in to Jacob Shipman. Shipman takes it in the lane. Oh, nice-looking misdirection move, but it rolls in and out. And Perry comes up with a rebound. Daniel sends it up to Craig Mile on the right side. Back out to Daniel. Back to Craig Mile on the right wing. Back out to Daniel up top in the lane. And the ball is tipped, and Jacob Shipman comes up with it. Watson brings it across the timeline, guarded by Craig Mile. Hands it back to Jacob Shipman. Cross-court pass over to Linhart. Linhart, a little misdirection move there. Picks up the dribble. Another one of those lob passes again. But Shipman comes up with it. Takes it to the left block. His shot up off the glass is no good. And Perry comes up with a rebound for North Shelby. Craig Mile now is going to bring it back the other way.
Yeah, we're going to have Daniel down at the other end. Lob pass almost makes it the basket. Bevel gets it underneath and puts it in. 45-10, 35-point.
They must
lead.
Really like that pass.
Well, it's working. You might as well keep going to it. Linhart gets it across the timeline to Watson, who's trapped over in the corner, gets away from it. Gets it over to Shipman. Shipman's going to drive baseline. Let's come out. Over the top to Linhart. He's going to throw up a three. That's good. 45-13 now with 30 seconds left to go in the first half. Craig Miles is going to walk it up here. Boy, this is a pretty convincing half of basketball by the Raiders here, that's for sure. 45 points in a high school game, and they really haven't been pushing it as much as they want. They're just scoring every time down the floor, every possession here. Bevel with 10 seconds left in the lane. Nobody stops him. He gets it to Perry, and that's good. Shipman comes up lame again. 6 seconds left. Linhart gets it up to Miller. Miller's going to throw up a shot. It's going to be no good as time expires. Going into the second half, it's going to be 47-13 Raiders.
All right, we get your first half scoring here. For the Tigers, it was Andrew Linhart with 4, Keo Moore with 2, David Anderson with 3, and Jacob Shipman with 4. On the North Shelby side, we got 13 for Brent Craigmile, 7 for Landon Daniel, 15 for Justin Bevel, 10 for Chris Perry, and 2 for Brian Trenhale. So our halftime score, North Shelby 47, Brashear 13. Clock's been reset for the second half, and we're just about ready to get underway. What do you expect to see in the second half here, Mr. Caldwell?
I don't even want to say. The score is potentially the potential to be 94-26. None of us want to see that. But the Tigers are overmatched tonight. I'm sure it could be that if North Shelby wanted it to be. It could be worse than it is right now if they wanted it to be. But not that we're not playing hard. It's just we're just kind of outmatched. Raiders are going to get the ball to start the third quarter. Daniel has it near the block. He fights up underneath, gets it to Perry, cutting to the basket. In and out, no good. Gets his own rebound. He's going to put that in. And they start out strong. It's 49-13. 7.5 minutes left to go in the third. Cale Watson's going to bring it across. No press at all now for the Raiders. Just sort of a quarter court 1-3-1 zone. As Watson gets it over to Linhart. Linhart gets it to Watson. Watson tries to create some space and get a shot. Gets it to Shipman in the middle of the lane. He almost travels with it. Gets it to Linhart. Over to Moore. Moore is going to be fouled in the corner by Daniel. That'll be the first stoppage of play here in the second half.
Tigers really their own worst enemies in the first half. They just they couldn't handle the pressure, and they had a whole bunch of bad passes.
Very much
so. A ton
of
turnovers.
Shipman gets it, and he gets trapped in the corner, and it's going to be stolen away and picked up by Bevel. Bevel gets it to Daniel. Daniel's going to bring it across.
I'd hate to even see how many turnovers the Tigers had in this game.
Yeah, I don't think anybody keeps track of that. Craig Mile gets it in the corner to Perry. He's wide open underneath. He's going to be blocked by Moore and Killen. One of them got him on the foul. That'll be Cale Moore on the foul.
He got to be an Oreo cookie on that one.
What's that?
He got to be an Oreo cookie on
yeah,
that one.
Yeah, very much so. That's Cale's first. Perry's going to shoot 2 free throws here. First is front of the rim, no good. 49-13, 6:47 left to go in third quarter. The next one's good. That's 50 points, half a century. Half a C note there for the Raiders. Linhart has it, gets in the corner to Killen. Killen holds it high, gets it over the top to Watson. Watson over to Linhart, right-hand side. Linhart, cross court to Watson.
Tyler Killen wanted it real bad back there.
I think so. Now the Tigers spreading it out a little bit. Gets it to Watson. Watson to Moore. Moore over the top to Watson. Watson takes a sort of a slide step in, comes back out and gets it to Linhart. Tigers not really running anything resembling a scoring chance here. Cale Moore decides, I'll make my own. He drills it from 15 on the baseline. 50-15. Cale's been kind of hot and cold tonight. He's getting a lot of open shots, though. Craig Mile gets across to Daniel, who's over on the extreme right-hand side of the court. Gives it to Trenhale in the corner. Over the top to Bevel. Bevel shakes off Linhart, takes it to the hoop. Nope, he has to gather himself. Off the glass, no good. Rebound goes to Shipman. Shipman gets ridden by Perry and Bevel. He gets it out to Watson instead. 50-15 now. 5.5 left to go in the third. Watson to Moore. Moore inside to Shipman. That was a nice pass. Shipman gets it partially blocked, and it's going to be gathered by Daniel, and Daniel's coming the other way. Gets it to Bevel. Bevel takes Moore to the hole, up off the glass, and good. He's not extremely tall, but he's got good footwork around the rim, about like Shipman, really. Watson's bringing it back the other way now. 52-15, 5 minutes left to go in third quarter. Linhart loses it off his leg, but gets it back. Now he gets it stolen again. And it's going to be picked up by Trenhale, and they're coming the other way.
Daniel brings it across the far side. sends it over to Craig Mile on the right side into Perry in the lane to Bevel. He tried to take it up, and Chipman did a pick move and just picked it out of his hands. Cale Watson has it up top, sends it over to Andrew Linhart on the right side. Linhart gets it in to Tyler Killen, whose shot's no good, but Cale Moore comes up with it, sends it to Watson, who drills a three-pointer.
Watson's first points of the night. He's just been, they've shut him down, and when he has had an open shot, he hasn't wanted to shoot it.
Craig Miles sends it over to Daniel on the right side. Daniel cross-court back over to Craig Mile. He's going to shoot for three. His shot comes up a little bit too short, but Perry comes up with a rebound, and the putback is good. Boy, he didn't have position on that, but he got enough altitude on that. He came up with a rebound. Watson brings it across the timeline, guarded by Craig Mile. Sends it over to Linhart on the right side. Back to Cale Moore up top. Moore over to Cale Watson. Back to Linhart up top. Back to Moore. He's going to square up and shoot another one for three. This one comes up well short, and Trent Hale comes up with the rebound, and Daniel will bring the ball back the other way for North Shelby. Daniel brings it across on the far side, sends it back to Craig Mile up top over to Bevel on the left wing. Bevel takes a step, sends it back out to Daniel, back out to Bevel, in the lane to Trent Hale, back out to Bevel. Thought about shooting for three, takes kind of a spin move, sends it to Perry for the baseline. His shot's no good, but he gets his own rebound. And he's going to be fouled by a Shipman, I believe. And Perry will go to the line. 54-18. Three minutes, 19 seconds left in the third. That's Shipman's first foul. Two fouls on the Tigers, one on North Shelby. Perry shot's on its way. Nice rotation, but it comes up a little bit short and bangs off the front end of the rim. Stoneburner in the game for North Shelby. I wonder if he's the brother of that Stoneburner that played for them a couple, 3 years ago.
No idea.
He was a whale of a player.
Perry, he was definitely a lot taller than everyone else in the area, that's for sure. He had good defensive timing there. I think didn't he set state record in blocks by the time he left for a career?
I believe so. And he was a big kid, and he could shoot a three-pointer, and his shots were the flattest shots I have ever seen. No arc to him at all, but he was a heck of a player. Perry's second shot was good. We're back on the other end now, and Anderson has the ball for the Tigers. Anderson has it up top, sends it over to Linhart on the right wing. Linhart back to Shipman in the right corner, and he's double-teamed. He gets in the lane to Cale Watson. Watson's about 12-foot shot is wide left. Perry comes up with the rebound. Craig Miles is going to bring the ball back the other way. 2 minutes, 38 seconds left in the third. 55-18 North Shelby. Daniels has it on the right side, sends it to Stoneburner on the right corner. He sends it back out to Daniels. Daniels gets it to Perry, into Stoneburner. Stoneburner goes up over everybody else and puts it in. He's not near as thick as his brother, but did a good job in the lane there. Linhart with the ball over on the left-hand side to get it into Jacob Shipman. He tries to get to the right side to Cale Watson. Watson puts it on the floor, but comes back up with it. Shot's no good. Linhart comes up the rebound. He shot up off the glass, rattles around, and falls in finally. 57-20. North Shelby with the advantage. 1:55 left in the third. Craig Miles sends it over to Bevel on the left side. Bevel to Daniel, over to Craig Miles on the right side. Back to Stoneburner. Stoneburner into Perry. Perry dishes it over to Craig Miles. Back to Perry. Back to Daniel. Over to Craig Miles on the right side. His shot for three is nothing but net. Wow, a lot of movement there. Cale Watson bring it back for the Tigers now. 60-20 now. North Shelby with the advantage. Linhart has it over the right side, sends it off to Shipman in the lane. And his shot, and he's fouled is what happens. He's fouled by Daniels. No, I'll take that back. We're going to call it on Perry. That's his second. Hard foul. Shipman went to the ground. 1:22 left in the third. Shipman's first shot is on its way, and it rattles around and falls out. Trent Hale back in the game for Perry. Shipman's second shot is, it's in and out as well. Daniel with the ball for North Shelby. Bringing it back the other day. By the way, 1:19 left in the third. Gets across the timeline, hands it up to Craig Miles, sends it back to the left corner to Bevel. He shoots for three, and it comes up short, but Daniel comes up with it and is able to convert under the basket. 62-20. Watson to Linhart, over to Anderson. Anderson pulls up and shoots about a 15-footer, but no good. Josiah Belzer had his hands on it, but they're going to call a jump ball with Trent Hale. Tigers, the ball will remain with the Tigers. Linhart will inbound it for the Tigers. Parsons in the game for Bevel. Linhart to Kale Watson on the right side. Nearly has the ball stripped, and they're going to call a foul on Parsons. Parsons got just a little bit too aggressive on the strip there. 49 seconds left in the third, 62-20 North Shelby. Linhart will inbound it for the Tigers, sends it all the way out right in the hands of Daniels, and Daniels is going to take it coast to coast. Shot's no good, but Parsons gets his hands on it. And
you can see that steal coming from 2 miles away. I mean,
yeah.
Linhart just lobs it right over the top of the court, and Daniels able to get it and streak down the other end with it.
He doesn't convert, but Parsons ends up with it following along like you should. And he gets fouled when he goes up, and so he goes to the line. His first shot's good. 44 seconds left in the third, 63-20 North Shelby. Parsons' second shot, he's a southpaw, is in and out. Linhart comes up for the rebound. Linhart picks up the dribble, sends it over to Anderson. Anderson in the paint to Josiah Belzer. Belzer out to Watson. Watson over to Linhart, the right side. In the lane to Shake Chipman. Chipman back out to Cale Watson. He looks at three, but then drives in the baseline. His shot up off the glass is good. The bank is open for him, as Tyler would say. Craig Miles brings it back the other way with 15 seconds left. Daniels has on the right-hand side. Sends it Stoneburner back over to Parsons on the left side. Cross court to Craig Miles. Craig Miles sends it back to Stoneburner. Stoneburner thinks about shooting, then drives in the lane. Crazy looking move, but his shot up off the glass is good with time expiring. They get the points. 65-22. Boy, that was a crazy off balance.
Yeah.
Move into the lane, but he's able to convert it.
I think he was, by him being so out of control, I think it kind of gained him a little bit of space there. Everybody was kind of waiting to see where the ball was going to land. He came up with it and put it off the glass. We're going to have a running clock here in the fourth quarter. Here as the Raiders are up 65-22. That's more than 30, and that's all we'll say about it.
Well, the only good thing is it'll be over quick.
What?
I said the only good thing is it'll be over quick.
Yeah. 8 minutes, I imagine, unless there's timeouts. Well, like I said, Tigers are just overmatched tonight. Playing a really, really good team, North Shelby team. I think got number one seed at the district tournament here. John's going to check it out for us. Statmeister here. They are the number one seed, looks like. And they'll hoop it up on the 25th, I believe it's Saturday, the same day we play. They're going to play at 11 o'clock a.m. Wow. They might as well camp out as long as the trip it is from Shelbyville to Green City. I tell you what, I wouldn't want to try to play a basketball game at 11 o'clock if I had to travel 2 hours first or whatever it is. Here we go. We got some new blood in. Don Kemp is in the game for North Shelby. Cale Moore almost gets a steal, and it's going to be off his foot, and we're going to come back the other way. Cale shaking off the effects of some sort of collision he had as Bevel brings it back. Gets it inside to McEwen. McEwen to Kemp. Now to Perry. Perry to Bevel to Kemp. Thinks about a shot. Now gets it over to Bevel. Bevel to Kemp. Now the Raiders are just kind of working around. I'll let you know if something important happens here. They're just kind of passing it around. Tigers are still playing deep. They're starting five is in except for Shane Miller. Shane gets that rebound taken away by Perry, and Perry puts it up off the glass and good. 67-22 now, 6:45 left to go in the fourth quarter. Cale Watson gets it over to Shipman, who has been known to shoot threes before. He doesn't this time. He gives it to Cale Moore. Cale Moore gives it to Cale Watson. Watson is going to dribble over near the half-court circle. Bounce pass over to Cale Moore. Inside, it's going to be tipped up in the air, and it's going to be gathered by North Shelby. Stoneburner gets it up to Bevel. Bevel's going to take it all the way in. He's going to draw the foul, and he's going to get the 2 points. Boy, that was... You can see that one coming. He had Jacob Shipman played all the way down the floor. He dribbled right into the block, jumped up. Shipman jumped on top of him. He came up and got the basket. Perry's coming out now. Bevel have a chance to make a three-point play here. Bevel had a whale of a first half. I don't know what he's going to end up with points-wise, but he's definitely been there, star of the game. Misses the free throw. Hey, Tyler Killen throws it right to him. Then he tries to run him out of bounds as Kemp gets it over on the side. Stoneburner gets it back to Kemp now. Back to Stoneburner. Back to Kemp. Played by Miller. As Bevel's wide open on the other side. Kemp gets it to Moore. Moore over to Bevel now. Bounce pass into McEwen. It's going to be blocked by Cale Moore. And it's going to be picked up by Cale Watson. Nice play, Cale Moore. As Watson hits it with 5:20 left to go with 69-22. Cale Moore now. Spin move. He's going to be fouled by Stoneburner. There'll be 4 fouls on North Shelby, so we're not shooting a bonus yet or anything. We're going to be coming up on 5 minutes left to go in the game. Anderson and Linhart come in for Shipman and Watson. That's about as much as you can do to unload the bench as the girls can, really. Tigers only have 8 players. The girls have 7. Linhart at the half-court circle gets it to Anderson, almost loses it. Anderson rises up in the middle of everybody. No good. Rebound is going to be gathered by Otto, who throws it out of bounds. Going to stay with the Tigers. 4.5 left to go. Here's the we got the quick game going now. Belzer's coming in for Cale Moore. Miller is going to inbound it. No, Linhart inbounds it to Anderson. Excuse me. Now Anderson loses out of bounds. Stoneburner. Stoneburner stepped on the line though, and it's going to stay with the Tigers. 4:19 left to go. Here's that running clock. I hate to see it used on our team, but I'm glad that it's around, because there are just some games that would just drag on forever if the clock wasn't allowed to run a little bit. Tyler Killen comes up with a steal in the lane, gets it to Andrew Linhart. 4 minutes left to go, 69-22. Linhart in the lane, gives it to Shane Miller, puts it up off the glass, and good. Nice play, Shane. Right place at the right time. And it's 69-24. 3:45 left to go. Now down at the other end. Parsons over to Kemp. Kemp's going to line up 3. Coach has been telling him to take it all night. Miller gets out, jump for the rebound as it comes to McEwen. Now to Stoneburner to Kemp. Coach isn't yelling at him to shoot it anymore. McEwen loses it. It's going to be thrown back over McEwen's shoulder to Parsons. Parsons gets it to Kemp. And now Stoneburner has it on the other side. Lob pass into McEwen. It's going to be fouled by David Anderson. It'll be 5 team fouls on the Tigers. 3:10 left to go, 69-24. Underneath, that same play they've been running all night on the inbound. This time it's Otto who's the benefiter of this. And he's going to get a chance to shoot. Free throw to make his 3-point game. 2:40 left to go. 71-24. Otto's free throw is rattled home. 72-24 now. 2:30 left to go in the game. Linhart brings it across. Picks up a dribble. Now gives it to Cale Moore, who's come back in the game. Moore is going to be pushed. That's a foul on Kemp. That'll be 5 fouls on North Shelby. Excuse me, 4, maybe 5. Yeah, that's 5, and that'll be the first on Kemp. Cale Moore now gets it. Throws it off Josiah Belzer's shoulder. And it's going to be out of bounds to the Raiders. 2 minutes left to go in the ball game. It's 72-24.
Norshelli gets it across the line to Kemp, and he's fouled by Anderson.
I think Davis decided he's going to get his money. It was worth the fouls here, if nothing else.
Well, you know the old saying, you can't take him home with you.
That's right.
So Kemp will go to the line. We'll see what he can do. The clock's still moving. A minute 30 left. 72-24. Norshelli with the advantage. Kemp's first shot is on its way, and it's up and no good. Stoneburner had his hand on it. Norshelli ends up with it. Kemp sends it back to the corner to Parsons. In the lane to Shane Miller comes up with a rebound, but he's tripled covered, and he's fouled in the process. And so I'm not sure what. I guess the ref's just going down there. Anderson will inbound it for the Tigers. Gives it to Linhart. 52 seconds left. Linhart brings it across the timeline. Sends it over to Cale Moore. Moore nearly walked with it. Sends it back out to Anderson. Anderson gets it up to the free throw line, and his shot is in and out. No good. Norshelli comes up with it. Nearly throws it out of bounds to Kemp. Kemp throws it back to Stoneburner. Stoneburner about lost the handle on it. They send it back to Parsons. Parsons cross-court pass over to Kemp. 23 seconds left to McEwen. Back out to Stoneburner. Back to McEwen to Kemp. Kemp brings it back out. They're just moving it all around. 11 seconds left. McEwen into Kemp. Kemp's shot is no good. Norshelli comes up with the rebound. The shot up off the glass is good with 1 second left. And that's it. 74-24. Norshelli with the advantage. If you're just joining us, the girls game, Bashir won that one 43-35. A good hard-fought game on the girls' side. This one on the boys' side was kind of a blowout.
Very much so. Well, we split a pair here. That's better than we did Friday night against Novinger, but we'll see how this momentum carries us over into districts. You'll have to check out our homepage at brashear.k12.mo.us, the same page you found the broadcast on, to find a district bracket there. Pick out a time that's good to go for you over to Green City and try to make it over there to see the games. If you can't make it, we'll be more than happy to bring it to you. I think we're going to be broadcasting there. We got approval, and we're going to see what we can do. We broadcast on the road last year and seemed to work out pretty well. We didn't get run out of the place anyway. Looks like
the girls will be on tap first at 2:45, and then the boys, and that game will be against Atlanta. Brashear is the number 3 seed. Atlanta is the number 6 seed. And then at 4 o'clock, the very next game, which is kind of nice. We're not spread out all afternoon. The boys will play against Novinger, Brashear being the number 6 seed, Novinger the 3 seed. So if you can't make it to the game, join us. Somebody will be there, either Mr. Caldwell, Mr. Killen, or myself. And we'll see you on Saturday.